The spirituality of faith is what I want to talk about a little bit before we go into speaking faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, it reads with me, everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. Read it again. For the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now read verse 15 to 16. Judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Glory. Say that, I have the mind of Christ. Say it again, I have the mind of Christ. It says the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Do you know what this means? It means that it will be difficult for a person who lives and dwells in the natural realm to comprehend the issue of faith. He can't receive the issue of faith because his canal is in the natural realm. This is very serious because if you don't get this point, faith will keep on being a struggle. There is a spirituality of faith. There is a spiritual atmosphere on which faith can work. If you are not in that spiritual atmosphere, it cannot work for you. You won't even understand what they are talking about. Because faith is a spiritual substance. It's a spiritual evidence of things not seen. Are you getting me? It takes a spiritual understanding of the heart for a man to walk by faith. Something has to happen to your heart spiritually. So then, you can write this down. Faith cannot be born without an active spiritual response to God. Write this one down. Faith in the heart of man cannot be born without an active spiritual response to God. Without an active spiritual response to God. Faith in the heart of man cannot be born without an active spiritual response to God. I feel like asking you a question, but I just pray that I will have a response. Have you ever had a situation where you had something in your mind you wanted to do? Or something in your mind that you wanted to carry out? But by the time you began to pray, it seemed like your mind changed. Has that happened before? And as you prayed, your way of looking at it became different. Has that ever happened to you before? And as if the more you stayed in prayer, it looked like what you had in your natural mind dissolved. And something else. Do you know why that happens? Because you can have a particular view about a thing. But by the time you take it to God, you discover that what you were calling your view may not be God's view. But as you stayed in prayer, your view had to dissipate for God's own view to be revealed. And so, what is faith? Faith is finding out what is God's view about a thing and sticking with it. Are you getting this? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But God's own view is the view that lasts for eternity. Are you with me? There are many decisions in your life that you may want to take. And when you're about to take those decisions, you're looking at it, like, okay, let me look at it from a natural perspective. You know, one of the signs of a man of God is that God chooses many things for you. There are many things that God chooses for you. And as a young man growing up, and I'm still a young man, there are many things I wish it happened a certain way. But then, as I stay with the Lord, And the Lord begins to show me, no. You don't even know what you're asking for. Sometimes you're asking for something and you don't know the other back end battles behind it. Are you getting me? And so by the time you pray, God is showing you something else. Sometimes it may take you 10 years to find out. So faith is knowing the will of God, knowing the path of God, the plan of God, and sticking with it. Can you say after me? Faith is knowing the plan of God, the will of God, and sticking with it. There's a major problem in the body of Christ that people, they love their own will over the will of God. Because sometimes, you can't blame them. Their will looks like the best for them. As at that time. But you see, they are short-sighted. They don't know the future. They don't know what the future holds. So they make the best decisions based on the things available to them right now. But it is God that knows the future and can give you a substance of things not seen. Are you getting me? He can give you an evidence of things not seen. I remember a family. They used to live somewhere on the mainland years ago in this Lagos. And I was privileged to stay with them. Ah, it's painful every time I think about that family. I'm pained. And then the man in the same company got a higher offer. He was made a manager. And he began to earn very well, millions every month. Many, many millions. But as a young child or as a young teenager in that house, I was growing spiritually. I just knew that that was the wrong move. You know when you know something, you don't have the mouth to go and tell. You have not entered university. You just finished writing WAEC not too long ago. And you are staying in a family. And they are talking about their family plans, their major family plans. And where you are, communing with the Holy Ghost, you just have a knowing in your spirit, this is the wrong move. Where I was as a young boy then, I knew that that man ought to leave that company. He had to leave that company. I didn't know how to tell him. Are you getting me? But he had been promoted. And long before then, because I used to visit them, I would hear him say things like, I'm supposed to leave this place and start a company. I'm supposed to leave and start. Every day we talk about it, I'm supposed to leave and start. But he did not leave, especially when he had been promoted. Now in a month, he's getting almost 4 million. Before long, they bought a house on the island. 30 million naira. There you know. I'm talking about, let's say, 10 years ago. 10, 12 years ago. 30 million, then. Straight up, bought a house. But within me, I knew it was the wrong move. See, I was so pained, I was almost saying I was not going to go to the house. Within me, I was disturbed. Like, this is not right. Something is not right about this. This is not right. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But you see, now, as a man of the Spirit, already, I was getting a substance of the things not yet seen. I did not even know why. Are you getting me? I didn't even know why. Remember, we said faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. I had an evidence in my spirit that this was the wrong move. Then 2 years or 3 years down the line, after they got the house, things began to manifest. One day, bought a new car. If you hear the story, you'll be angry. You'll be so angry. Parked car on the road. Say, let him cross the road and buy a bottle of water. And he was knocked down by a car. And he died. Ah, it pained me. See, it's dangerous to be out of the will of God. Your security is gone. Are you getting what I'm saying? Was knocked down by a car and he died. The next thing, that house. Flood began to take over the house. As we are speaking, the house is gone. Husband is gone. It's almost like, why did you go there in the first place? Are you getting what I'm saying? It's almost like, what happened that just scattered everything, the entire family? Everything. Until today, I wish I had the boldness to look at that man in the eyes then and said, sir, you're on the wrong path. There was a substance in my spirit. See, one of the major problems is that people are too carnal. They are too fleshly to know what the spirit is saying. And that's why they cannot really get that evidence of things not seen or substance of things not seen. Listen, being in the will of God is an evidence of things not seen. See, you may not even understand what's going on until later. This subject of faith is a very serious subject. There's a spirituality of faith. A spirituality. Where the Holy Ghost, for instance, you know, I look at New Breed and I know that whether anybody believes or not, we are destined for greatness. We are on divine maps. Are you with me? By the grace of God, I don't do anything because people say so. Every major step, there must be an evidence from God. If I want to go to all the places that people have said, Pastor David, people are going to have church there. By now, we should have 40 branches. I'm serious. Every day, people will call me, Pastor, we have seen. Pastor, in fact, they called me yesterday. They said, Pastor David, somebody gave prophecy at the Port Harcourt. Say that UK. God has shown us UK. But, amen. Glory. But until the Lord says, go. Until I see a move of the Spirit, I won't stress myself. Are you getting what I'm saying? Pastor, we have seen Newbury Badon. We are coming. We have seen Kano. We are coming. Maiduguri, we are coming. Ghana. We are already going to Ghana. Amen. That one, there has been a move of the Spirit in that direction. Knowing what the Spirit is saying. So, this thing about spending time with God. See, let me tell you. I know we are teaching faith too. But do you realize that, if you check the New Testament, there was not a particular teaching on faith. Check the entire Bible. You don't see a place where the apostles were trying to get the people to walk in faith. Do you know why? Faith is a natural culture of the spirit realm. If you are truly in sync with God, your heart will be picking things, picking evidences of things you have not seen. Faith is the natural language of the spirit realm. Where it doesn't seem to make sense to your natural mind, but God will say, do it. The word of God is saying something contrary to what you see and is expecting you to hold on to it. Are you following me? And so, the way to deal with this, to open your heart, is revealed in verse 6. So, let's read Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 6. Or let's read from verse 5 to 6. Hebrews 11 from verse 5 to verse 6. 1-3, go. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, look at the next verse, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For everybody, 1-3, go. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There is a place of diligently seeking God. Are you getting this? Because if you don't diligently seek God, you cannot know what the Spirit is saying. Because God is a Spirit. And how will you please him if you cannot be in tune with what his Spirit is saying? Are you getting this? So, when you are in tune with what his Spirit is saying, you will get things that do not make sense in the natural, but as you do them, you are pleasing him. Are you getting this? Yes, when you open the Bible and check what the Bible says, it's almost in contra opposition to what the world is doing. But as you do them, you are pleasing God. So he's saying, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So there is a place of diligent seeking. Can you say after me, diligent seeking? Say it again, diligent seeking. You know, I like this type of meetings for one major thing. This meeting is more or less, we are planting the word inside you. It must enter. Teaching meetings like this. Diligently seeking God. So, as you stay with God diligently, gradually he begins to give you the blessing of himself. He begins to give you the revelation of himself. The revelation of his plans for you. Then you begin to take steps that look crazy to the natural man. You are responding to what the Spirit is saying. Are you getting this? Let me tell you something. Even if nobody taught a Christian about faith, if a Christian is diligently seeking God, he will walk in faith. If a Christian is diligently seeking God, even if nobody taught you about faith, you will walk in faith. Because soon, God will begin to teach you things, and his word and his Spirit will begin to show you things that will contradict the natural. But as you walk with it, you'll be pleasing him. And then, soon, the reality that you are seeking will begin to manifest in your own reality. Are you getting this? This spirituality of faith is so important. There are many people, have you not seen people who, with all sense of honor and respect, in many big churches that preach faith, you will see people who don't, they are not serious with God, but they want to have faith. They don't have a prayer life. They don't have a fasting life. They don't have a worship life. But it's when they want a miracle, they want to get faith. That's why it's not work. Their heart has not been conditioned by the presence of God or an intimate relationship with God. Are you getting me? how will I say this now? Sorry to use this vulgar example. You know, it's like you want a woman to give birth to you, but you don't want to give birth to a child for you, but you are not married to her. You want a child, though, but you don't have that relationship. You don't have that relationship with her. How will it start? Where will you start from? How will she open up to you? The only way she can carry your seed is if you have a relationship and they are doing something together. But if you don't have that relationship with the spirit realm cannot put a seed inside your heart. Are you getting me? You can't carry something heavy from the spirit and produce it in the natural if you don't have that relationship with the spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, an active spiritual life is a requirement for you to carry the substance of the invisible world. Are you getting this? For you to carry active and living faith in your heart. And this is why prayer is important. Prayer is important. You know, let me show you something. Hebrews 11 from verse 7. Hebrews 11 from verse 7 to verse 8. He says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So you see, Noah was warned of God of things not seen as yet. So how did he get the warning from God if he was not listening to God? Are you following me? So he couldn't have gotten the warning from God if he was not listening to God. And if he did not get the warning, he couldn't have responded in faith. Are you getting this? By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Do you know what I'm doing in this faith conference? I want to do something that if you listen to all the teachings we have done in this Christ Life conference, by the time we are done with this conference this evening or tomorrow evening, you know exactly if you do everything, you will walk in faith naturally. That's what I want to do. Because many times, the subject of faith is like every other spiritual subject. Some things are emphasized, some things are ignored. And people follow the ones that are emphasized and ignore the ones that are ignored, and they are wondering what is wrong. And after a while, things are not producing the way they expected. For instance, if you fill your car with fuel, as important as fuel, if there is no battery, that car will not move. Are you getting this? If you have fuel and you have battery and your Kickstarter is bad, the car will not start. Are you getting this? If everything is working and your tire is flat, it may start but not move. Are you seeing issues? I want to say these are the issues. In the same way, if you are confessing and you don't have an intimate walk with God, you'll be confessing out of lack of substance. The intimacy to power your confession will not be there. If you have an active spiritual walk with God and you don't have the discipline to follow the confession that God is giving you, you will be loading your spiritual gun, but your trigger is not being pulled. You know, I've told you before that prayer and having an intimate walk with God is like loading your gun. Confession is like pulling the trigger. There are people who are confessing, but nothing is inside the gun. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you are shooting empty gun. And it's just that, thank God, spiritual things sometimes is not a hard and fast rule. Sometimes your confession can help you now load the gun. You know, we told you sometimes your confession can help you put substance in your heart. As you are speaking the same things, you begin to believe it. But it is always easier and better for it to begin from an active relationship with God. Are you getting this? An active intimacy with God. Can you say after me, an active intimacy with God? Look at the next one. Hebrews 11 from verse 8. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Are you seeing this? Abraham, when he was called, how do you listen to somebody that is not physical? He had an intimate relationship with God. Have you ever thought about Abraham? What kind of man Abraham was, that three men would be passing in front of his house and he could discern that these men are men from God? Are you with me? He could send the Lord with them. That means Abraham must have cultivated a buoyant spiritual life. A buoyant spiritual life to respond to God. And that's why he was able to respond even when it did not make sense. Are you getting this? You are strengthened in Jesus' name. You are strengthened in Jesus' name. So you see that? You know, I'm sure you've heard that me quote that verse, and we have said it a lot in this conference. That faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes, it is true, but is it better put like this? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the voice of God. 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 Let me tell you something there. If God speaks to you, or if the word of God enters your heart, you can't doubt it. Remember in the morning we were talking about, did it enter? Did the word of God become substance? By hearing the voice of God, did the voice of God enter? Now, for you to hear the voice of God, you have to be in the spirit. You will see John, in speaking in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, he says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega. That means you need to be in the spirit to hear the voice of God. If faith comes by hearing the voice of God, you need to be in the spirit to hear the voice of God. That's why two people can read the same scripture. One will read the scripture and just drop it and walk away like it's a normal textbook. Somebody else will read that scripture whose heart has been opened to the Spirit of God and something will enter. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? There are too many people engaging the Word of God and have not that intimate walk with God. You know, some people, they don't open their Bible until it's time for emergency. What scripture are you going to use now? By stripes, I'm healed. By stripes, I'm healed. They are trying to do something. You know, it's just like you are trying to iron your clothes 3 minutes to a service. Something I should have done the night before. You are trying to do it when they are calling to lead opening prayer by 8 or by 9. Say, don't worry, I beg. May I just iron? So now, you should have already put that word in your heart. The intimacy with God should have already crystallized that word before the day of that issue. So by the time you face that challenge, you are pulling out of that intimacy with God. Are you getting this? Faith is not a mechanical thing. It's a spiritual thing. You know, I told a story. You know, our great father of faith, Bishop Edipo, when his wife came back and said, my husband, I saw blood. This baby, I don't know. Then he said, did you see blood or did you see baby? He said, I saw blood. He said, the baby is intact. Can I have my food, please? I can't forget that living faith pastor that was telling us that he made a mistake. His wife came back one day from work and said, honey, I saw blood. He said, today is my opportunity. I'm going to practice this thing. He said, did you see blood? Did you see baby? He said, I saw blood. The lady didn't understand what was going on. He said, how did he even put it? He said, you saw blood, you did not see baby. Our baby's intact. Can I have my food, please? First of all, she was angry. Like, I'm telling you, I saw blood. They're telling me, can I have my food? Guy was repeating script without depth. He didn't repeat script. You never carry death for your spirit. In the midnight, my guy saw real blood on the bed. Blood everywhere. He stood up and said, enter the car, let's go to the hospital. When he said he was in the hospital, he was thinking about his life. He said, Kai. He said, Kai, I now follow Bishop. I said, can I have my food, please? So now, there was something that Bishop had already done with the Lord. There was an intimacy with God. Are you getting this? An intimacy with God that has crystallized in his spirit. An intimacy with God that furnished that language, that made it strong. Are you getting this? But this guy, he just heard a script and wanted to repeat it. Did you see baby or did you see blood? Can I have my food? No. In fact, there is a way you would have crystallized your intimacy with God. Your confession will not come out that way. It will come out differently. You know, sometimes we try to use people's experience for our own experience. What is supposed to be repeated is the intimacy and the revelation depth with God. And when your own situation comes, you may not even know where you say, you are secured. That's how you respond. Are you getting this? You are responding because of the intimacy you have with God. Faith cannot work without a buoyant and intimate walk with God. Praise God. Look at John. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. There is a way you will be in the spirit, you will begin to hear. You stay with the Lord, you begin to hear. Suddenly you begin to know. That means as you are intimate with God, you have to begin to take, God begin to train you. Okay, let me give you an example. Have you not noticed that when you started taking your walk with God serious, after a while, it was as though almost immediately God was giving you instructions. Who noticed that? Almost immediately, the Lord will say, go and give this person 1,000 naira. Go and encourage that sister. That's the work of faith in baby steps. So now it may not look sensible to your natural mind, but God is training you to respond to a realm that is different from the natural realm. Are you getting this? Speaking in tongues, does it make sense naturally? But now you are learning how to respond. Because you see, when man was in the Garden of Eden, my God, man was a living faith being. All the while he was naked and I did not know, the presence of God covered his nakedness. And he did not look like there was an issue. He was walking around and he did not feel any shame because he was not responding just to the natural thing. The spiritual and the natural were overlapping. Are you getting this? He was used to following God even when he does not make... Have you ever asked yourself, how did Adam name all the animals? There was the participation with God. But by the time he left that plane and trying to use his own mind, he fell. He was trying to analyze, should I eat this? Trying to analyze it with his own mind. Maybe God was trying to hide something from me. Let me eat it and see what God was trying to hide. And he fell from it. And now man had to now learn how to live by the sense realm. Not by the spirit realm. Man had to learn how to fear. He had to learn how to reason things from his mind. The Bible says that Adam heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. That means even at that state, just after he fell, he was able to pick God. So he had not seen God, but by his senses, he was able to pick God. So when you get born again, God begins to train you again to begin to follow him. That's why you will be somewhere. You do not see God physically, but as they are worshiping and praying, you feel a presence. God is here. Now, you did not say the atmosphere is just changing. No, God is here. There's a way you felt inside. That feeling was the substance of things you cannot yet see with your eyes. Are you getting this? God is training you. A time will come where you know in your spirit, I'm not supposed to do this thing. I'm supposed to do this thing. You just know. And after a while, you start talking it out. You start saying it out. So if you are lacking, let me tell you something. If your faith is shaking, first things first, in addition to all the things that I've taught you before, go and begin to revive your intimacy with God. Revive. Sometimes God has promised you something and is looking so tough. If that thing will ever come to pass. Have you not noticed that when you are deep in the place of worship, all things look possible? When you are deep in worship, you can't see impossibility. The natural response your spirit is having to that intimate walk with God is faith. Say amen. Amen. So if your faith will be alive and active, you must fan to flames your intimacy with God. The spirit. Can you say after me the spirituality of faith? You must fan to flames. Fan it to flames. Stop being natural. You've been in the canal plane for too long. You've been in the canal plane for too long. Praise Jesus.